This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, what else is on your mind?
Okay. Now, what I was going to talk about, which also ties in with what we were talking about in the previous hour, is this transgender weirdness that has been going on. Okay? You are getting, especially women who decide that they want to be men. Okay. Now, you know, before anybody gets upset and thinks that I'm going to bash these particular human beings, I want to say I actually get it. Okay. You know, anyone who's been following my work lately knows that when, you know, hundreds of years ago, when I was alive on the earth before, that I was George Wilson, and that George Wilson was the mate lot of Bartholomew Roberts, and that George Wilson was actually female, wearing male clothes and a codpiece. But the reason why George Wilson did that was not because he got up one morning and decided that that was going to be a good idea. From what I've been seeing with my spiritual work, that, you know, his, her, whatever, father was actually dressing her as a boy from when she was a child for the simple fact that he was a surgeon. He couldn't watch her every minute of the day. And they lived in an area which was quite close to the docks and was near the river. And so when you got people from a lower class background, or, you know, lower middle class, which would have been, your barber surgeon would have been at the top of the lower class, okay, or the bottom of the middle class. But when you got these people, they lived in an area which was near the docks in Liverpool, and I've been able to locate the house site. I saw the house in a dream. I went on some ancient maps of Liverpool, and which was the city that he was from, and I actually looked for a building block of that particular shape that I've seen in the dream, and there was only one building and one lot of land in the city at that time that was of that size and that shape. And of what I'd seen in my dream, I had a past life experience in a dream where I was standing outside my childhood home, and I saw the house. It was two stories high. It had a lot of bluestone in it. It was actually quite a sturdy building. But by the time the Victorian era had come, it had been demolished. And it was right next to the Mersey River. I think I was mentioning this last week. And I think that I'm not alone in this knowledge, because somebody at some stage decided that they were going to rename the Mersey Road and they named part of it one name, and then the half mile of road that happens to be directly in front of this house block, they named it Shalona Street. That's, and Shalona Ogle, that's C-H-A-L-O-N-E-R, Shalona Street. Shalona Ogle was the man who killed Bartholomew Roberts. So it would be like if you really, really hated Lincoln and you really, really wanted to do a great big fat dump all over the memory of Lincoln, what you would do is you would find maybe where Lincoln was born or where Lincoln's wife was born and name the road outside their house Wilkes Booth Street. That is the level of offensiveness that we are talking about here. And I believe that the municipality, that the Liverpool Corporation was being deliberately offensive, that they knew that this was the piece of land that George Wilson grew up on. And the only reason that I know it is because I had this dream. Well, I was George Wilson again, and I was there, and I was standing in front of my childhood home, and I saw it. And it was a fairly sturdy building. But what you've got to realize, it was near the docks. It was in a bad area. And people in that age, in that time, would dress their little girls as little boys for their own safety and for their own protection if they came from a poor area. Because if you sent your little girl out to play in a dress with her pretty curly curls, she might not come back and you might never, ever see her again. You know, child abduction, I know that we all like to think that it's a 20th and 21st century phenomenon, but it's not necessarily so. It's been going on for hundreds of years. But the only difference is now, before it used to be a lower class problem, now it's everywhere. So I believe that George Wilson was dressed as a child, as a boy, although she was a girl, by her father from when she was really, really little, and that she grew up being treated like a boy, got trained as a surgeon, and that when she presented at the docks at the age of 17 and said, "I'm George Wilson, I want to sign up for the Navy," they all just assumed that it was the boy. They all knew that the father had died because Liverpool at that time was not a big place. And so that's why he or she or whatever was accepted onto the ship fairly in short order, because they needed surgeons. And they probably knew that Mr. Wilson Sr. was a pretty good surgeon and that he would have trained me well. And he did train me pretty well, although he was a barber surgeon and not a university sort. And he taught me how to read and how to write. But what I'm saying is there was a reason why in that era that I was transvestite. I was transvestite for my own survival, not because of gender weirdness. But what's happening now with women deciding that they want to be men, why? Why would you do that? You know, you've got to be happy and accept the person that God has made you to be. Because I'll tell you what is happening with these women who are going and deciding that they want to be men, thinking that that will make them happy. They start hormone therapies. They have hormone treatments, okay? And what it does is it deepens their voice. It makes their muscles grow. It makes them grow full-on beards. It makes them grow more full, lush beards than your average pussy hat wearing feminist male. And I think I've sent you some photos, but you can look it up. Anyone can look it up online. These women, when they have transitioned to being men, they full on look like men. You can't easily tell when they've got their clothes on. if they are male or if they are something else. And what they're saying is that when they've gone through this transition, suddenly their feminist friends don't want to be their friends anymore because they say, you're too male. You know, and they get it where, you know, that they've always felt a bit butch and they transition because they decide they want to be a man. And then their lesbian partner decides that now they're too masculine and break it off with them and don't want to be with them anymore because they're too much like a man. You know, that's, words fail me. You know, what did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen? If you do this sort of gender transition, it's going to make you more masculine, and we thought that's what you wanted anyway. Does that make sense? That doesn't make sense today. You know, I know I often say that, but this is something that really doesn't make sense. Isn't that right, Vincent?
Well, I got to tell you, I was buying some parts for the farm. And the cashier, I literally, and I'm not exaggerating, I didn't know if I was talking with a young man or a young woman. I literally had no idea. And if it, I took a guess because the name appeared to be a male name. But this person could easily be an overweight guy or an overweight gal. Whatever it was, it wasn't something of beauty, that's for sure. It was confusing to me. And what I'm seeing, I'm seeing more and more of these examples in retail. Is it that we can't find people who would be pleasant to work with at the cashier's level? Can't we find anybody? I mean, I don't want to go... Literally, I do not want to go back to that store because of the cashier. I really don't. And it's not just me. I have these discussions. I get a number of calls from our instructors. I apologize. I'm not able to take all the calls that we get here at the farm. Sometimes I'm here, sometimes I'm not here. So I'm not here, I can't take the calls. But I just want to say that what we're talking about, it's not just happening with me in Missouri. It's not just happening with Gwyneth in Australia. It's happening in other states across the United States as well. This weirdness is a disease that's spreading very quickly. And I don't like it. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, would you like to tell us about your newsletter?
Yes, I've started a weekly newsletter, okay, and it's called the Gentlemen of Fortune Weekly News. And what it is, one of my favorite authors, okay, has been a fellow by the name of Daniel Defoe. He's a very, very famous author, actually. He lived about 300 years ago, contemporary with George Wilson and Bartholomew Roberts. And he actually, he used a nom de plume. He wrote one of the main sources that we have for the life of Bartholomew Roberts and his crew, which is a general history of the pirates. Okay, and you can buy that on Amazon.com. I've got an ebook version of it. But he was actually a journalist, and he would produce a weekly newsletter where he would basically detail what was going on in the British criminal world. And he would also write books about the history of various criminals and criminal organizations. So he wrote a general history of the pirates, and he also wrote an extended second edition of that book, which has a longer name, which I can't quite remember. But he wrote about highwaymen, and he wrote about various different, you know, really interesting people that were in his universe at that time. And he also, I think, did go into the history of it a little bit, of the, you know, of where these groups had come from and who they were and the world that they lived in. Okay? And I thought that was just a really, really interesting mode of doing a newsletter, and that there was nobody really out there doing that sort of work at the time. And, or at, you know, at this time, there's nobody there doing that sort of work. So each week I go in and I have a section in the newsletter, which is a history of crime. And last week we did Captain William Bligh. Now, we might not think of Captain Bligh as being a criminal, but he absolutely was. He was, on his voyage on the Bounty, the reason why they had a Bounty mutiny was because he was feeding the ship's drinking water to 1,000 breadfruit plants. And so he was making his crew almost die of thirst for the sake of getting these little trees across the South Pacific. And Vincent, I don't know about you, but that's criminal activity in my books.
Mm-hmm.
And he was having people in his crew dying. He was flogging people for, he had a stash of coconuts in his captain's cabin, and he accused various members of his crew of stealing his coconuts. And he flogged crew members for stealing his coconuts. And probably in reality, nobody stole his coconuts. That's crazy level. Insane behavior. That's assault and battery is what that is. You know, and he got made the governor of Sydney Town. And the thing is, he just kept getting promoted. This is what I don't get. Why do these people keep getting promoted? Can you explain that to me, Vincent?
Well, I've had a saying for many, many decades about supervisors whom I've had, and that saying goes like this. How did that guy get so far on so little, make so much, and stay so long?
Yes. How can incompetence manage to rise so high in the ranks?
That's what I'm talking about. We'll be right back.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Long-awaited testimony from President Trump's longtime, now former lawyer Michael Cohen is underway before the House Oversight Committee. Cohen says in his opening statement,
"Never in a million years did I imagine, when I accepted a job in 2007 to work for Donald Trump, that he would one day run for the presidency. to launch a campaign on a platform of hate and intolerance. I regret the day I said yes to Mr. Trump. I regret all the help and support I gave him along the way. I am ashamed of my own failings.
Cohen telling lawmakers that Trump is a racist, con man, and cheat. The president tweeting this morning that Cohen is lying to try to reduce his prison time. The president currently beginning his summit in Vietnam with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth, you know, I've been thinking for quite a while about why are people so frustrated? Why are people on edge? And we're talking about that today. You know, during the first hour, you talked about the corrupt school system in your neck of the woods in Australia. But we've also talked about the police oppression. These guys sniping with their radar guns, looking for taillights that are out, riding around with license plate scanners, looking for problems, lying to us, misrepresenting who they are and what they're doing. Then we have these corporations that make crappy products and services. We can talk about lousy appliances that don't last very long. We can talk about dishwashers, washing machines, refrigerators, freezers. We can talk about, you know, home appliances that heck, we used to think would last for 40 years. Now people want to get rid of them after 5 or 6 years because they can't afford to have the service guy keep coming out again and again after that one-year warranty expires. And then I believe that there are people who are in corporations who are in the product selection area. So let's say we have a store, and the store decides which products they are going to sell. So they have people in charge of evaluating the products, looking at them, the price points, the quality, the availability of parts, the warranty, how long the manufacturer has been in business, the reputation, you know, all those things. But those people, I think, are failing us in great ways, because they are selecting products for us to buy from the stores, because we think that the stores are the same store that they used to be, but they're not. They've changed their business model to where, forget about the customer, just get the money. And, you know, we don't need to worry about the customer being satisfied anymore. We just say, well, it's warrantied for 1 year, and what do you expect? The warranty's over. Go buy another one. No, that's unacceptable. I was on the phone yesterday, and and after about 30 minutes on the phone, I called corporate headquarters because I was really dissatisfied with the product that I bought. And I was on the phone with the guy who's in charge of selecting that product for sale. And I'll tell you what it is. It's a frost-free hydrant. And one of these things is, it's a faucet that's outside. And so what you do is you get a backhoe and you trench in the line for this thing. Then you bury it 3 feet deep, and it has a handle above the ground. And the idea is it won't freeze in cold weather. Great idea. Well, anybody that buys one of these things is thinking, gosh, you know, I've got thousands of dollars invested in installing this thing. You know, if you did what we did and you put in a couple hundred feet of pipe and you put a couple of these hydrants in, actually three of them, and they start leaking, it's a huge problem, because now you've got to dig down 3 feet to fix it. So I was talking to this guy, and he said, well, you know, maybe it only has a one-year warranty. He couldn't even figure out which one I bought. Well, what happened was that the company that manufactured them, a U.S. manufacturer, decided that they needed some cheap ones, and they started importing them from China, and they're junk, okay? Well, they say that on their website, it says made in USA. Well, I talked to them this morning. I talked to the factory. And they said, well, actually, that particular model is made from imported parts. I said, China, they wouldn't tell me.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, and so I'll on the website, it says proudly made in USA. So after a half hour of talking with the company that sold me, this Farmer Supply company where I bought it, after a half hour of talking with the guy who was in the department to select the products that they're going to carry for a resale, he said, you've been yelling at me for half an hour. And well, I hadn't even started telling this guy what I thought. But, you know, I did go on to a monologue or a semi-monologue about it. I was never yelling at him, but he kind of thought that I was pretty frosted. And what I was trying to convey to him is that you can't sell a product and say, well, it may have a one-year warranty, when the customer expects it to be a durable product. And I told him, I don't care about the warranty. I expected this to be a durable product. And I mentioned to him, I said, do you know what indemnification means? He didn't know what that meant. And I said, well, let me give you an example. So you slide on some ice, you bang into another vehicle, you do $2,000 worth of damage to your vehicle. You're insured, but your deductible is $500, so you're expecting to be compensated for $1,500, the damage less your deductible. You know, be put back in the original position. So I explained to this guy that, he said, What do you want? And I said, you know, actually, I thought yesterday you would have told me, Mr. Finelli, I'm so sorry that you're having this problem. I'm so sorry that you can't water your cows. I'm so sorry. Would it be okay if we gave you two new ones? And then his response to me was, so you want free stuff?
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't believe it. So I told him yesterday.
He's accusing you of trying to get free stuff. When the stuff that he's sold you is cheap Chinese junk.
Right.
Where they skim 10% off the thickness of the wall of the fire hydrant thing, you know, and they think that you're not going to notice that 10% means that it can't hold the water pressure and it's going to burst on a high pressure line.
Well, this thing
that's
is cheesy.
Some of it, right?
It's substandard. What they did was used everything on this thing is substandard, and you can't even buy parts for it. You can't go to the store where you bought it. You can't go to the farm supply. They don't have parts. They don't even know what the model number is because it doesn't have a model number, and it doesn't have a casting brand name in it. You know, with the manufacturer because they didn't make it. It came from China. Well, I talked to this customer service rep from the factory. She's kind of curt. She's kind of put off. I said, so how long is this thing supposed to last? And she said, 10 years. And I said, well, it didn't last that long. It's leaking and after a few years. And she said, well, you know, she could sell me the parts. And I said, so let me see if I've got this right. You're telling me that it should last 10 years. It lasts a few years. It's leaking. And I've got this problem, and you want to sell me the parts. You didn't say, would it be okay if I sent you the parts? No. And I'm sorry you had the problem. What I'm finding out is that companies in the United States are selling stuff, substandard stuff. Now, this can be Sears. This can be a lot of companies because they're looking at selling you another one. But they don't realize that people that are of my generation don't like this. We think that if we're going to buy a DVD player, that it's going to last more than the 90-day warranty. We think that if we buy a dishwasher, it's going to last longer than a year. And I remember telling the store manager at Sears Roebuck and Company many years ago that if I bought a television, which I have not done, but if I did, and I bought a television, and it lasted 13 months, and it had a one-year warranty, I'd be bringing that back. And if he said to me, hey, it's got a one-year warranty, and it's out of warranty, we'll sell you a new one, I'd be raising my voice. I would be causing a lot of attention. They'd probably have to get the police to remove me from the store, as I taught a class on why you shouldn't buy things from Sears. See, we've gotten to the point where companies are fleecing their customers. So what do we do about this? Well, we talk about this in your newsletter. We talk about this on the radio, and we post articles. So what I did, I was so annoyed with this guy that I talked to, and the company's called MFA. It's Missouri Farmers Association. It's a cooperative. And he said something about, you know, if he has a 2007 Jeep, how long would I expect them to have parts available from the factory for this Jeep? And I said, 10 years at least. He thought that was unacceptable. He didn't think that the company that manufactured his Jeep should have parts for 10 years for it. The guy's lost his mind. You know, when you buy a car, you expect the parts to be available from the manufacturer for a long time. And he's thinking, and like this hydrant, did I ever expect that I would have to get a backhoe and dig this thing out again? Absolutely not. You know, when you get a well, you have somebody dig your well and bring in equipment, you don't think this is going to have a one-year warranty. You think this is going to last a lifetime, unless the water runs out in your aquifer. Right? When you buy a car, you expect it, if it has a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty, you expect it to last more than 1 year. I mean, really, we now have people who have no idea what's going on in positions where they are selecting products for us. These people should all be fired. I'm frosted.
The thing is, they have let the accounting department get a hold of the rest of the business and tell everybody else what to do. And any time that you get the quartermaster running the show, things are going to go badly, Vincent. You know why? Because the quartermaster is a bean counter. He is. He counts beans. That's what he does.
Yep.
And if you're going to have somebody running the show, they have to take more into account than just how many beans there are in the barrel. They have to take into account human nature. And I'm not talking about the psychological rubbish that's taught in the universities in sociology departments, okay? I'm talking about the nuts and bolts of how human beings really are, how they really interact with each other. And there's only one way that you can learn that, and that is by being a normal human being, going out there and interacting with other normal human beings. And making your way in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the best people that I know in this area have absolutely no academic education whatsoever. But they're really good at relating to people because they've had to relate to people their whole life. And they've become businessmen and owned restaurants and all the rest of it and can hardly even read.
Yep. I'll tell you what I did when we come back. Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows, and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, this part that I bought, this hydrant, frost-proof hydrant, it's made by a company, I believe it's made by a company called Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L, manufacturing in Iowa. And on their website, it says, proudly made in USA. And they show pictures of their hydrants. But they don't say this particular model is not made in the United States, the one that I have. So if you go to their website, you're going to think that all of their hydrants are made in the United States, because it doesn't say otherwise. It says, proudly made in USA. Now, I researched this. Made in USA is a label protected by the Federal Trade Commission. And according to their website, all or virtually all means that all significant parts and processing that go into the product must be of U.S. or origin. Okay? That is, the product should contain no or negligible foreign content. But the gal that I talked to at Merrill this morning told me that this is made from foreign parts that are machined in the United States. Foreign parts machined in the United States. So that says to me it's not made in USA.
Well, anyway, you know what, Vincent?
Well, hang on.
I would be making a complaint to the FTC.
Well, that's next. That's
regarding
next.
This company.
So here's what I told the person at Missouri MFA, corporate headquarters. I said, well, how long do you think it's going to take? And he couldn't tell me what he's going to do. He couldn't tell me how he was going to make it right. He wouldn't say anything. He said he doesn't even know, you know, what the item is. I said, well, you guys sold this. I said, I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm really frosted. So I told him that if I don't hear from him by 12:01 Central Time today, just after lunch, I'm going to post this on the website. And he told me that I didn't need to be negative about this. So here I am.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've got the article already written. I've already posted on the website. You know, the rest of the information is coming later. And at 12:01 atomic time, I've got an atomic clock. And so it's not going to be off. It's going to be to the second. Bang. I'm going to hit the send button. I'm frosted. I'm frosted by all these companies, these corporations that are so greedy, these billionaires and millionaires who are running these corporations that want more. And where does that more come from? It comes from stealing from us. It comes from fleecing us. And I'm angry about it. And I'm not going to let it go. I'm not going to let it go. It's a couple hundred dollars, less than a couple hundred dollars in parts. But the point is, I expect these parts to be durable. I am not going to buy a refrigerator that I would expect to last 3 or 4 years. I'm not going to buy anything that I expect to last just 3 or 4 years, including but not limited to electronics. I expect a keyboard to last a long time. Yes?
You know what really annoys me? When we complain about their substandard service, their substandard products, their products that hurt us, like a school system that so messes with the minds of our children, for instance, that it takes them sometimes decades to wake up and get over it. You know what? And then when we turn around and complain and spit the dummy, then it's suddenly all our fault.
Oh, that's right.
It's like your hydrant. You know, they make a substandard product, and then, you know, it fails, and then you complain to them, and they say you shouldn't be so negative, that you should sit underneath an olive tree and hum and sing Kumbaya.
We're going to go get them. We are going to go get these guys. We're going to expose them for what they do. The fleecing of the customers. It's unacceptable. So I'm not going to participate in sending these guys any of my money. I am John Galt. Gwyneth is John Galt. Class, you are John Galt. Withdraw your support from companies that do these things. Seriously. Gwyneth, your newsletter is highlighted at usapreparers.com. Class, if you'd like to sign up for it, I did. Rich Sheedman is, and others are as well. It's really quite excellent. You'll be impressed. No kidding. Gwyneth, thanks so much.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.